Welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenko, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group, Twittering, and Instagram. Oh, and also, you can listen to this on YouTube. Look up Tenkar's Tavern. So, we actually have a voicemail from Chris. Chris is the sponsor of the Tenkar's Tavern, alcohol tasting session / free-for-all at North Texas. We started this back in 2019. It was a lot of fun, certainly unique. So Chris, he called into the Google number. I'll give you the Google number after this. And We'll listen to Chris, and then I got some comments on a blog site that I'd like to share, too. So, without further ado, here's Chris.
Eric, it's Chris. I'll keep it definitely under 10 minutes. I thought that's funny as heck. Hey, just listening to the podcast and talking about all this Lamentations of Flame Princess, whatever. Really, what I saw was a bunch of different parts that weren't necessarily looked at in its entirety, and I just wanted to try to maybe simplify things and add a little aspect that really was kind of hinted at but not necessarily said straight out. So basically, you've got a publisher that has received money for a product, spent the money. Of course, there's a lot of talk about, oh, I was expecting these sales. Doesn't really matter. Got money for a product, doesn't have it now. Now means it was obviously spent not on production. Got a loan. Loan was based on sales that didn't happen. That's fine. But obviously that money didn't actually go to production or didn't fully go into production of whatever because there isn't a product. So you've got two different sources of income that came in and are now gone. You've got a note due. So if magically money appears, now you've already had money twice for producing products that haven't produced products, can you really assume that any money that comes, even if it is enough, because there's already allegedly been enough twice now for products, but that third batch of money is going to go towards the note? Maybe. Towards producing products? Definitely not. More than likely, any money, just based on example A and B, any money coming in from C is not going to be spent on products. Might not even go to the note, because even if there's enough money to make that note, there's nothing left by the own admittance to pay for the first product, pay for the second series of products. So if you already know you don't have enough money coming in to make the second time the note comes around, why bother paying the first one? You're going to default. You might as well default to begin with. So realistically, any money coming in is just going to be pissed away. Pretty much a pyramid scheme. Pretty much sounds just like, some of the pyramid schemes you've seen on Kickstarter. Hey, I need money to pay for...
Alrighty. Well, thank you, Chris. Now, before we delve into Chris's point, if you want to leave a message on the Google number, it's 347-509-5168, 347-509-5168. You get 2 minutes and 59 seconds. As opposed to the minute you get on Anchor, Chris did get cut off at the end. Nothing I can do about that. So, Chris, is it a pyramid scheme? I don't think intentionally. Here's the thing. I don't think that the failure to perform or failure to produce is intentional like some other scammers that I've known. I don't believe the Teens is a scammer. I just believe that he believes his dreams and never grounded himself in reality. I hate to put it that way. So, yeah. Would I invest in ordering stuff from James directly? I don't know. Now, that being said, if you're looking to buy back stock of Lamentation stuff, there is a sale going on right now, just not for Lamentations, but a lot of stuff, over at Noble Knight. It was pointed out to me earlier today, and I was surprised to see how much of the earlier Lamentation stuff is going for. I was very surprised at the pricing. So, that being said, when James's business was doing well, before he did things like get a photograph taken of him with a notable personality in the social wars that are going on, and then he had to follow it up with, of course, Zach Smith getting unpersoned. He put himself in bad spots. Like I said earlier, this problem right now isn't necessarily because of COVID. This started, James's lack of sales started in 2019. So COVID just is like a nail in the coffin. Now, some comments from the blog side. The Duke of Arkansas. The stuff he published earlier was useful material for my table, but as it became more on shock value, I stopped buying it. Which is a shame, because I had hopes that the production values he put into Carcosa would become more of the norm. Yeah, you know, James's earlier stuff was usable. His later stuff was entertaining to read, but more party fuck. And not even a good reach around at the end. Somebody else, Quid Nunc, don't bother backing him. I guess he isn't a good businessman. But I look at things, and by the evidence of the past, his business was based on one person who thankfully has now largely been dumped by the community. Racky is spent, literally. Followed by For Shame, who responds, I'm assuming you're referring to Zach S., who wrote three and helped on a layout of one of the 70-plus products James has published in the last 11 years. Zach was certainly a very lucrative corner of James's business. Zach was the prophet. Even James states that in 2019, what killed him was the Zach products not being able to be put out. But I would hardly describe him as the linchpin. No, I would. Zach was, again, Jane says, I got these loans based upon projections of assuming having Zach's stuff to print, and without Zach, I only have one full-size book going out in 2019. As for Zach being dumped by the community, well, it's mostly that weird chunk of Twitterverse gamers that think orcs are the equivalent of black people, or that Antifa are actually against fascism. Who gives a facts what they spout? It's a little bit more than that, because Zach was toxic online. His online personality was toxic to those he disagreed with, or dared disagree with him and dared present the valid argument. Because the only thing that Zach could not handle, my personal experience, is, and it was not winning an argument. He couldn't even declare a draw, or couldn't even say, well fought, but you're still wrong. No, he would just block you in the end, after ridiculing you. So I was that fucking cop, and that never changed. I think he was a bit toxic. Tree Killer X, I've always thought the stuff Lamentations of the Flame Princess put out was pretty high quality. A corner of the hobby that pushed some boundaries for sure, but when you want down and dirty, that's the place to go. It's a shame that this is happening, if only because of the creative loss. Roots to me, James waited too long to seek assistance. The hobby itches on in many levels. Well, here's another issue with James. And here's one. When he had Stacy D as his community relations, public relations individual, covering for that spot for, 6 months, a year, and she was making public statements like Lamentations of the Flame Princess isn't OSR. The game is OGL, right? It's basically based off of basic expert D&D. It isn't OGL because she felt rejected by... It isn't OSR because she felt rejected by the OSR. So, therefore, that was the person he brought in. Now, who was a close friend of hers? Zach Smith. They were close friends until this whole incident came up with the accusations about him being abusive in a relationship. And then she threw Zach to the curb. I can't see Stacy getting that position with James based upon her bona fides without her being endorsed by somebody that James trusted. Okay. Let's see. What else is here? Yeah, wasn't smart. At least he very seriously underestimated the reactions that he would get. That is to the Peterson, I believe it was a Peterson photograph, and the Zach Smith stuff. Last comment from the blog that I'm going to cover up here is Deep Throat, the guy is about to go bankrupt. I would not be spending a red cent on any of his pre-order items since he still owes his last crowdfunding item. I would call his company Done and Done. I don't know if it's necessarily Done and Done, because as I said prior, he certainly has that, Thousand Fan Theory. He's got loyal fans. He's got people with deep pockets. You have to have deep pockets to collect James's stuff. But, and here's my but. James did not leave himself much time to raise the funds to pay off these loans. And he's $100,000 in debt, and he has to pay his freelancers. So he's not paying his people. The first $100,000 that he raises just clears off debt. Just clears off debt. It does not, debt pays back loans. It does not make the ref book printable, let alone shippable, let alone publishable. I don't even know if we get a PDF on that, let alone get any of his other projects out. So, yeah, I'm cautious. I had this discussion with somebody else in the community this morning, and yes, is there stuff that from Lamentations that I would like to get that I don't currently have? Am I going to order it from James? If I am, I better do it now. Better get that stuff cleared. Alright? Because if he doesn't pay off the debt, I don't know what the Finnish government's going to do. He makes it sound like they're going to shut him down. If they shut him down, stuff that isn't shipped doesn't get shipped. Right? Because they're the debtor. You know, they're the ones that own the debt. All right, so they're the ones that will be in receivership, the Finnish government, I'm guessing. I don't know how bankruptcy works over there in Finland and the EU, but it's not a pretty situation. That being said, James should have seen the writing on the wall at the beginning of the pandemic, if not sooner. Really. He shouldn't be coming out a month before the do or die date and say, I need to raise $65,000 so they don't shut me down. And then I'll still need to raise another $35,000 to finish paying off the debt. So just buy lots of shit from me. You should have done that sooner. Really, James. You should have done that sooner. All right, folks. There might be a talking crit on this. So I'll be doing a talking crit tonight with Bad Mike. We're going to be having Talking Crit pretty regularly. We might spin it off as its own weekly podcast. We're going to have a series of guests. Not going to announce them until we actually have dates for them. But it's been really cool to have people from the industry reaching out and saying, hey, I want to get on. So, cool stuff, man. Cool stuff. All right, folks. As I've been telling you, we're in the pandemic. Use your common sense. Common sense depends on what state you're in. State of insanity or panic is certainly one of them. And as always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice. And I will talk with you all, hopefully, tomorrow. All right, folks. Later.